Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Be much better. Nobody on the planet can hear this song and not think of Will Ferrell. Shout out to Landfill for playing it. All right, every day this week, in advance of free agency starting next Monday with the tampering period, we're going to look at a specific position group and where Washington can add or maybe not. We're starting in the trenches where football teams are built. The news that I referred to earlier in the show, if you've been listening the whole time or watching on the stream, the Cowboys are going to use the tag on Odigizawa. Huh? That was a name I was really interested in because he played for DQ, obviously knows the system, and he was 27. Like, a lot of these free agent D tackles that are going to become available are going to be a little bit older. And I don't know. Milton Williams is going to probably be the biggest name now because he's not going to get tagged. The Eagles got to figure out what they're doing with Zach Bond, Josh Sweat.
They let Slago.
So Williams is going to become available. Obviously, he was super disruptive in the Super Bowl. Are you spending that kind of money, B?
Milton
Williams, yeah.
It's going to be hard for them to spend that money on Milton because they know they got the other guys coming up and all the money.
Philly ain't spending it. I'm saying Washington.
Oh, Washington, okay. Well, I mean, if what he did in the Super Bowl was damn dominant, though.
He picked a good day to have a good
if
day.
If he can be like that moving forward, and you have to, if you think he can be that moving forward, you might spend some money on him. But then again, you look at his whole career. Has he played that well to fetch top dollar?
I wonder if you don't have to go like top of the market. I don't know what Milton Williams' free agency looks like, but he's young. Talking with some Philly people, they don't want to lose him. They kind of realize they're going to.
Mm-hmm. And then now they're trying to talk about going to get Myles Garrett, then they definitely won't be able to sign him.
Yeah, I mean... Philly going to get Garrett is pretty wild.
I wouldn't want to see that.
Now, like, I'll give you Milton Williams' numbers, but keep in mind, numbers for D tackles are a hard way to view this. And he was a legit, like, rotational piece.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't getting kind of the snaps that, like, defensively in the last two seasons, he's played about half of Philly's snaps.
Okay.
So that's a rotational piece. Now, this is pretty impressive. If you look at Williams this past season, on playing only 48% of snaps, he did pop for 5 sacks.
All right. So I think what you do, you look at what he did in 48% and look at what the other guys did playing the 52. You know, and if he's comparable to the top guys, then you got to give him the same love you give them.
I'm just, for me, it is Williams is a really interesting piece because he's young. He's still 25 even. 6'3", 290. Yeah, he'll turn 26 in April.
Mm.
Whereas a lot of the other free agent D tackles that are available, like you're talking about dudes with some, like Calais Campbell is going to be 40 this season.
Mm.
Javon Hargrave is 33. It's hard to get guys coming off their rookie deals, and Philly knows how to draft and develop. It's not the worst place to shop from. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking, just his over-the-cap valuation is paying him about $6 million. If that market holds, it'd be pretty interesting.
Well, him getting $6 million a year?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, that's a steal, I think.
I bet it'll go way north of that. Coming off the Super Bowl. And the only thing I do wonder,
those front office people have to be careful with the fact that he played like that in the Super Bowl. He ain't dominating no other games like that.
Right. Well, and this is a heavy-duty D-line draft.
Yeah.
So I think there will
be. That may hurt him a little bit.
Totally. There will be organizations that are like, yo, Milton, we love you, but we're just going to draft a kid.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I don't know, if that does stay down, I don't think Washington would mind
paying him six and you get that output.
Or just picking somebody off the Eagles, too. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit of a double edge there. Mm-hmm. I think you've got Johnny Newton, you've got Deron Payne. I thought Sheldon Day played well for them. The kid we had on the show last week, 2 weeks ago, Jalen Holmes, I thought.
Yeah.
That's a guy you could get back. I think where they really need help are the edges. I would be more focused on spending money on the edges than necessarily the tackles. I don't know if you agree with that.
I think the edges get a lot more hype because of the sack and stuff like that. But if you look at that game in the Super Bowl, what they did in the inside dictated that whole football game. Sweat was coming off the edge and able to get Pat at 4.5 to 5 yards. Because when Pat went to step up, he could not step up because they were collapsing the interior. So I just think that, you know, if you can get D tackles that could collapse pockets, it makes your edge look even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think where they really got killed was running to the edge. They didn't have edge stoppers. And yeah. I think Fowler, for as good as a season he had as a pass rusher, was really a problem against the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you want somebody that can do both. Like for all the, you know, all right, I need a break. You're right, Landfill. I do need a break. For all the consternation Chase Young and maybe Montez Sweat got here, they both were good against the run. They never popped with the 17-sack season or whatever, but they both were good against the run. Washington, if they are going to spend big at edge, they need that person to be a three-down player.
Totally.
Let's look at the offensive side of this. Specific question for you, B, when we return. How do you handle the Sam Cosmi injury for the 2025 season? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.